opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yes. Tonight we're gonna make it happen. That's right. We're here to make it happen for you. Well, welcome to North State Now. This is Linda Bott on this beautiful last day of March, the 31st. I don't know, when you look back in the history of your life, does this day have a significant meaning for you? Well, I'm here tonight. This is a live show, not pre-recorded. And again, this is Linda Bott, North State Now. And I am going to shout out to our producer tonight. Couldn't have picked a more apropos song. And that's Jared. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, you know, like tomorrow I'll be here in the morning, so good morning. You know, it all blurs. But tomorrow is the first day of April, so it is kind of significant that we're ending a cycle. And I've got to just share with you tonight that I'm very, very excited. I've always been into there's something beyond us. There's something around us, the planetary alignments, when Mercury's in retrograde. When you're in the arts and when you're a creative person and when you work with light and the form of energy that moves through your body, I think we're way more open to this, a thought process and the sensitivity of those kinds of things. So tonight with me in the studio right now, I've got three very special guests with me. Of course, our astrologer of the house and to the stars, Sandra Jennings. Hello.
Hello. It's very exciting to be here tonight because it's the Aries new moon today, the beginning of this passionate, fiery energy that will give us all a new wind in our sails, new fire underneath our butts.
Well, we're going to go around the table and we're going to start with you, but first it's all also introduce our psychic medium, Christine.
Hi, everyone.
How are you? You came in here 10. I was thinking, what happened to time?
I think it's been about 10 years.
Because your son is a wonderful chef, and he was had a very good friend of mine, had a party, and he was serving the food, and it was tremendous, and he talked about you, and I was so interested in you. But that was, don't even tell me it was a decade. I can't handle it.
I think so. And when I tell him that I was on the show tonight, he probably is going to be surprised because I could have mentioned it, but completely forgot about it. And, you know, getting ready to drive over here.
So. And are they the same people? Are they the same people on the station? Yes, we've been schlepping through and we got through COVID and we're here on the other end and I'm very excited because Sandra's going to tell us about the explosive energy. And then we're going to be talking about the psychic fair that's happening this weekend. With us tonight is also Acacia, who is the promoter and the event coordinator for this April 2nd, or is it April 3rd? April 2nd event that's called the Reading Holistic Healing Psychic and Arts Fair at the Wind River Event Center. Welcome, Acacia.
Thank you.
All right, so let's start with Sandra because we've got a half hour. We're going to kick it hard. We've got to take a break at 15, do some commercials, and then come back. So let's shoot to you, Sandra.
As I said, this is the new moon. It's the time for us to initiate some kind of new activity in our life for the next month. And the sun and the moon are meeting in the sign of Aries, a fire sign and a cardinal sign. That means action. That means passion. That means inspiration. And we're all activated because it's springtime so that we want to get out and get started, initiate some kind of an activity that excites us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what always happens at a new moon. But this new moon that's happening right around the spring equinox is a time when our sap rises and we feel more physically engaged and activated. The animals feel it. They want to mate. The plants feel it. They want to bud and grow and flower. And the trees come out with leaves this time of year. So action is what is the big push and getting started at the Aries new moon. And I'm very excited to have this fabulous opportunity. Thank you, Acacia, for promoting this event for all of us in the metaphysical community. It's an opportunity for us to talk to the people that are interested in the wisdom of the ages and healing and be able to do the work that we aspire to do for humanity. So thank you for that.
Oh, can we talk about a little bit about the fair, what we're going to see? I attended this fair years ago, and I remember Sandra, because how can you miss Sandra with her long red hair? She just stands out in the room, and she had a line around the table, so I just couldn't, you know, I couldn't get to her. But I attended this fair probably over 10 years ago. Acacia, tell us what we're going to see and the time it begins. We do have some passes that we're giving away tonight to our listeners, too. So shoot there.
This fair has been going on for 15 years. I took it over about 3 years ago, and then we had a year and a half of COVID where there were no fairs, but this is the second one post-COVID. I really believe in supporting all the holistic healing. I'm a Reiki master myself, and it's really hard to get word out to people what you do, how you do it, what it feels like, yet people are always asking. So I believe the fairs help us get our gifts out to the public.
Right.
And
oh, that's perfect. And that's what I was thinking.
Very, mm-hmm, very easy venue for people to come and explore.
Right.
You know,
right.
Would I like Reiki? Would I, you know?
If people are tiptoeing about the idea or they're nervous about it, you're in one great big ballroom and everybody's got little areas and you can just kind of sniff it out if you want. So what time does it start?
It starts at 10 a.m. and it goes till 4.
Okay, that's a good time. So if you wanted to put your name to see a reading or get what it is to find out about Reiki, or what are the other things? I know that people who work with, I can't think of the name of it. With
pendulums.
Yes. Will they be there?
Yes.
All of this healing art.
The NorCal Dowsers will be there.
Dowsers, there we go.
Yes.
We had them on the air years ago before the psychic fair. We had a room of gals just like this and guys that were into the healing arts, and it was a fascinating day. So I do want to encourage people to call in for free passes for Saturday at 605-4567. We've got some, Acacia's brought some passes. So that would be really fun for you to go. Marie, will you be there? I mean, Christine?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
How come Marie came to my mind?
I don't know, because I was doing that twitching thing.
No, I mean, I'm going to play it on you. Do you have a Marie in your life?
No, I do not.
So, Christine Marie, were you going to be named that?
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay.
It's Christine Lynn. Oh, my goodness.
I was telling the girls, well, at the break. So, Sandra, something very interesting you were talking about with this meteor kind of feeling explosion. We were talking about the dual aspect of what can happen. We have 3 minutes. That's right. The dual aspect of what can happen with the, not the positive and the negative, but what one could feel from these kinds of planetary shifts or the meteor or the
Well, the thing we were talking about was that there were a number of ejections of plasma, fiery plasma energy from the sun on Monday. I believe there were 7 of them. And they were sent out of, and it was directional this time. So it was directed toward the Earth. And we always look out for that because electromagnetic plasmic energy can affect all kinds of technology, as well as our attitude and our nervous systems and our physical body. So yesterday, last night, and today, this huge cloud of ionic plasma has reached the Earth, and it's affecting everyone on the Earth. So if you've had an unusually more exciting day, or if your experiences and driving were more exciting or energetic than you usually can experience, or if you've had problems with technology, it's an electromagnetic force. It's ionization. So it can be kind of a similar situation to Mercury retrograde, but for a very short period of time. It can affect all of your devices, as well as our internal device.
And Acacia, you were talking about the heart, how this aligns with maybe the electromagnet field as far as your heart is concerned.
Yes, yes, it does with me. It's caused me to have episodes of atrial fib.
Well, if you can feel that, like if there's an earthquake coming and animals get quiet, and you try to figure out what that's all about. Because we are all connected.
Well, nature is powerful, and we can get messages from all different areas and segments of nature. It talks to us, and it's very helpful, like you said, to be connected, to feel like we're a part of nature, a part of our of Gaia, our Earth Mother, a part of our solar system, and that we're connected to the starry skies. So,
all right, well, we're going to take a quick break. Very exciting stuff. When we come back, we're going to talk to Christine, our psychic medium, and Sandra Jennings once again on Acacia. We do have tickets to give away, passes for the Saturday show at a Wind River. That's going to be very exciting. Lots of good stuff in store for you there. This is Linda Bott. I want to thank my sponsors. That's RedingCivic.com. Always go to the RedingCivic.com, and you can find out what's happening with our local theaters. At the 7:30 hour, we have some great also theater that's going on with Axiom Riverfront and some other exciting news as well. So we'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, and of course this is Linda Bott with North State Now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now save up to $800 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Life is a mystery.
It's like a prayer.
Yep. Thank you so much, Jerry, picking out those songs. Yes. Welcome back to our live broadcast here on KCNR. This is Linda Bott, and this is North State Now. With our last, you know, I always get a little screwed up when it comes to, I always do the first Thursday, and when a five and a fifth Thursday vote falls in, I'm always so happy when I have my friends gather and they want to come on the air and they want to share and discover and share with our listeners who maybe aren't listening at this moment, but they're going to go back and listen in the archives, or they're driving to an appointment, or they're going to have dinner and they listen to part, then they listen later in a podcast. Thank you for being with us tonight. We've got three incredible guests on this segment with us, and that's Sandra Jennings, our astrologer.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're talking about Aries and
the beginning of the natural year. The natural year is different than the calendar year. And so nature comes alive now, and we all feel like we're getting a boost of energy during this time at the beginning of spring, at the beginning of the Aries month. And today is the new moon in Aries. The sun and the moon are in Aries. Mercury and Chiron. Chiron is called the wounded healer. It's an asteroid that helps us to know where we are vulnerable or sensitive or wounded inside of our soul or inside of our bodies. And so Chiron is going to help us to heal ourselves, and that's something wonderful that can happen at this healing psychic and art fair this Saturday at the Wind River Casino, because there are going to be healers there, energy healers who can help you get in touch with those wounded places inside of yourself and elevate your natural energy so that you can heal yourself.
Well, we've really enjoyed you coming on, and especially my show, Sandra, and I've also turned my friends on to you as well as I'm going to just shoot on over to Christine, who's a psychic and a medium. 10 years ago, you came into my life through your son and through a friend, and then I think we had a reading, and then I had somebody else. This is way back when we were AM and not even in this space, but we were right next door.
Yes, I remember.
So you're going to be there Saturday for the psychic fair. People can have readings with you. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, what you do and how you began your practice.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, such a good question. So as far as being at the fair, I encourage everybody, it's such a fun venue. It's like we're all old friends. Everybody runs around to each other's, like, stations and visits, and people will come on over. I always notice I never have to do any type of advertising. It's kind of like the universe is going to do it for you, and based on your energy, people will be like a magnet drawn to you. And so when we have our station set up and our tables, I have crystals and candles and everything already as an inviting way. People actually are just kind of walking by, and it's usually like an eye contact, and then they would be interested and say, gee, how much for a little mini reading? You know, some people it's 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. I mean, the guides will tell me how long. And so they'll just sit right with us the way Acacia's arranged it, with tables and chairs for everyone. Usually, because very personal or private things can come out for someone, so I always try and do it a little bit more intimately and have them on the side of the table with me and then looking directly at them, like face to face. And, you know, It's really just how it starts. And all I have to do is just start talking. Either someone could ask me a question and begin that way. When I'm doing them as a private reading and someone comes to me as a one-on-one, I always offer and can tell, do you have a lot of questions? Questions, because you're basically paying for the time. I want them to receive the information that they need to know so they can go forward in a positive way.
So you will all be available on Saturday. And then people can get your private, or not private, but you know, how would one would book you, let's say, for an appointment and so on. But Christine, I'm curious, we've got 5 minutes left here in the program, so I do want to cover with, as a medium, I've always found it very interesting when your ability to be able to connect, when did you know that you had this ability?
I think I was younger. I want to say around age 7 or 8, I started having experiences. I was telling my parents about it. They said, you were dreaming, having nightmares. And I'm like, no, people are showing up in the bedroom. And particularly if a relative passed or like a grandparent. One of the scariest moments, I think, for me was when I actually saw two of my guides standing at the end of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
I was pretty young. I used to put every single doll and stuffed animal in there and literally just pull the covers up to my neck and mm-hmm. be sweating bullets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you still there? You know, like mm-hmm. trying to peek and scramble up the couple stairs, you know, when it was still kind of like hanging around. So that is the earliest I kind of remember actually like seeing things or knowing something was different, but not making that connection. I always felt as a young child and maybe in the teens and early 20s, I was a little bit different, but didn't exactly know why. And so all of this actually is self-taught. I never took classes or lessons. It just sort of evolved. And then when you begin to acknowledge the awareness of it, the information, and I will just say spirit,
mm-hmm.
Gives you more. And you will also receive instructions. So one of my rules is always, number one, as long as you're not harming yourself mentally or physically or anyone else mentally or physically with the information.
Right.
And do it with integrity and character and honesty and truth so that information you do give someone, they may act on those very things. They have a choice to make with the information that they are receiving. As far as how they can make choices about, and like we said at the break, you know, maybe moving or getting married or should I take this job or, you know, other personal questions like a surgery, is it going to come out okay? And, you know, different things like that. So it's really, I never try to put parameters on how the information comes in.
Right.
I'm just open to whatever they show me. And you do develop a little dictionary of symbols, if you will,
okay.
So that when stuff comes in, as far as information starts flowing, you will see symbols.
So, okay, Acacia, you have taken this show over, and again, you are a promoter, an event coordinator, and you've brought this together. You've made this happen. That takes a lot of organization skills.
Yes, it does, and it all started with me being a healer myself, and I also had a newspaper, 2006 to 2009, to bring my spiritual community together, because there was nothing here that people would know where to go, and so I had a whole page of classified ads, and it was really wonderful, and you know, I got sick, and my roommate, who was my business partner at the time, refused to take it on.
Oh, well, we all know how much that's a lot of work. But, you know, thank you for being here. You always have a place to come on. You know, Sandra, you kind of will always be the spearhead of the psychic community for us, and you can just let us know, hey, we've got a psychic fair because there's another one in October if you're going to be gone. So we already have that pre-date, October 15th. Mark your calendars for that if you happen to be gone this weekend. There's so many events flourishing in the North State. We've got a lot of things to cover once we come back in the next break with our we have the head of the Cascade that's going to be on. We've got Rhonda Ball-Alvey, who is in charge of Riverfront. And of course our Axiom moment as well. So we're love to just support anything local. And again, this weekend, as you're walking around, we got to take a break here. We got 1 minute left. Closing thoughts.
Thank you for coming to the Psychic Holistic Healing and Arts Fair on Saturday. We're all looking forward to talking to you and sharing our metaphysical specialty with you. So we'll be grateful to please show up, and we'll share our talents with you.
All right. I'm looking forward to getting my reading with you, my year-long reading next week.
Your predictive reading is coming up next
week. Oh, boy.
People can talk to me on Saturday for if they want to some kind of inclination or idea as to what's coming up in their future.
I love this stuff. All right, guys. Thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. We'll be right back here on KCNR. This is Linda Bott with North State Now.
In 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It looks like spring, the time of year for dust, pollen, busy birds, and bugs. The time to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash is fast and convenient at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce continues their legacy of involvement in vetting local candidates and will be hosting the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge. The Reading Chamber of Commerce is committed to providing trusted information on local candidates running for office while abiding by their city plan to lead with credibility, integrity, transparency, and you, the voice of their members. The Chamber wants to be sure that the most important issues you face are brought to the attention of those seeking public office and will be surveying its membership to help set the direction of the questions asked at the forums. Additionally, digital voter guides will be released, featuring interviews with candidates and races of importance as identified by the Chamber's Government Affairs Committee. Find out more about our candidates at the first of two Shasta County Supervisor Candidate Forums Wednesday, April 6th at 5 p.m. at the Sheridan Hotel at the Sundial Bridge at 820 Sundial Bridge Drive. Doors open at 4:30. Admission is free. For more information, contact the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
I love it. I just put my guests on the spot. Can you give away tickets? Can you give away tickets? I want to see who's listening tonight. 605-4567. We know a lot of you listen afterwards on archives. Hey, Linda Bott here on KCNR. How are you on this Thursday night on North State Now? I am so tuned in. First of all, we had the psychic gals on and the fair that's happening. But this weekend, there are so many wonderful things. And I want to start off with Rhonda, Alvy, and Riverfront, because I attended Steel Magnolias with my girlfriend, Bertha, and she didn't know that one of the cast members was, you know, the daughter of great friends that have worked for her. But I was so impressed. I can't gush enough about how fabulous it is to see live theater again.
Yes, it's so, so good. So and it was a great play, and it, we had great crowds.
Oh, sold
very
out!
Successful. Yeah, the last three shows were completely sold out.
Well, you have a great lineup. We're going to be talking about that in a minute. So we've got Rhonda from Riverfront Playhouse. Michelle Irvine has been like, I'm so glad you're present and you're here at the studio. And you have been running the Cascade now for how, what, 5 years?
Four and a half,
going on five. All right, round it up. And so, gosh, you've been through a lot of the closures, the grants, the all the, but it's beautiful now. We can all, like, feel like we can throw our hair back and put the top down in the car.
For the most part, yes. I mean, we have no more restrictions or anything, thank goodness. But there are still people out there that are mad because we're not enforcing anything. No masks or anything. So it's like, you just can't win.
You can't win, but our society's in a crazy place right now. We all know that. So we just have to, like, embrace each moment and keep our calm and our steady on, whatever it is. I am going to go see Wicked this weekend in Sacramento. I will have my card. Will they ask for it? I don't know what the restrictions are. I'm just ready.
Yeah.
Because I saw Hamilton, and I'm going at the same theater that we're going to this weekend. So, I am willing to show my card and wear the mask because I want to be part of the theater. And sometimes it's not exactly about what you want, and it'll all change. It is changing. So let's just embrace the fact that, hey, we've made it through, okay? Yeah. We also have our Axiom Theater with us. Daniel, how are you tonight?
Hey, I'm doing well.
Yeah, and you guys have meteor showers coming up.
Yeah, it opens Friday, tomorrow, April 1st, and it runs through the 16th. We're playing for 3 weekends.
Now, why did Nancy say to me that it was a little risque?
Oh, well, it's a very kind of absurdist dark comedy, but it's written by Steve Martin, who people think is our, you know, our family-friendly, funny guy,
yeah.
But he wrote a pretty adult show.
Well, we think that when you have comedy, you know, the upside of the smile is the frown, isn't that the whole theater thing, and that the side of funny is also dark, and absurdity is fabulous, and you guys also have Young Frankenstein coming up, and we've got to have tickets for that as well. So Meteor Showers is the one that's the Steve Martin. It was on Broadway.
It was, with a lot of famous stars. Keegan-Michael Key from Key and Peele and Amy Schumer and some other names.
And we had a caller. What's happening there?
Oh, I'm sorry. We had Erica Mitchell call for the tickets.
Oh, okay. So we don't know for what show. Was it just...
I was kind of busy doing something else. I told her I would ask you during the break and call her back. I can't remember.
Okay. So we have, let's talk about the productions coming up. And, Rhonda, what it's taken for you to launch and really finally get off the ground, Riverfront Playhouse?
Well, actually, we moved into that theater in March of 2020. So within a couple days, everything was shut down. So we were shut down for more than a year and a half. And we finally opened with Clue in September. We had a Christmas show in December, and then we've had two more shows. We had Dracula and then Steel Magnolias. This weekend, though, for the next 2 weekends, we have three plays by Howard R. Patterson. These are plays that were brought from Crescent City. Susan Doherty and her friend traveled here because they're going to be putting on a fundraiser for Riverfront. It's three plays that were written by Howard. And the first two are a little bit dark, but make you think. And then the last one is just really bright and happy. And, so we're pretty excited about that. It opens tomorrow. We have two shows on Saturday, tomorrow night at 7:30 and then Saturday at 2 and 7:30 and then the following weekend the same times, Friday at 7:30 and then Saturday 2 and 7:30. So we'll have six shows.
So that's called three plays.
Three plays.
And there's actually, in one night, you'll see these vignettes of plays within, so people don't get confused.
Right.
There's three plays, short plays.
On one night.
On one night.
Or one.
Okay,
yeah.
And so we have tickets for that.
We do have tickets
for
that.
And and what I want to say is about when you get the vouchers, you better call in or go into the Enjoy store to make sure that you get the seats. Because I kind of waited on Steel Magnolias and Rhonda was courteous enough to be able to get the two last whatever they were. I was happy. Just thank you so much.
Good.
Let's talk about what's happening at the Cascade. Do you have any fundraisers coming up? Who's performing? What's it like for you now? What's the new, like, now things are lifted? It's a new life in 2022.
Well, we're just glad to finally be able to perform Matilda. We were a week from opening when we shut down for COVID.
Yeah.
And we've got probably more than half of the original cast is back.
Well, I think that's dedication.
Well, yes.
To hold on to that fire.
Steven Spencer, who plays Trunchbull, actually flew back from England to play the part.
Wow.
She wanted to do it so bad.
When you find something that's juicy and you, as an actor, performer, that I would think this is what I'm sure if I was sitting across from him and we were having this conversation, it's like in your resume and your body of work, you want to sink your teeth into, like, say it's a song or it's an orchestration or it's in that role, to broaden his lifetime of work. So that's a fascinating tale.
Well, it is. And you know, he had to stay up on all of that music and everything, and he wasn't able to be here when we started rehearsing in January. He came a week before Tech.
Tell us about,
he had to know everything when he got here.
Tell us about Matilda. What's the storyline?
Well, it's about a little girl, basically, who decides, you know, she's the only one that can change her destiny. She's got a lot of spunk. She's got horrible parents, you know, that think that reading books is horrible and you know, girls should be more into their looks than books, and you know, but she's not like that. And so it's just, you know, it's very fun. It's a kind of a crazy, very strict school. Trunchbull is the headmistress and talks about all children are maggots and I'm gonna put you in chokey and all this kind of stuff. I mean, it's very lighthearted. I mean, some people think maybe it's a little dark, you know, just kind of overbearing, you know, teacher figure, but.
And so is Oliver.
Yeah. Well, this,
I mean, and that's
Oliver's
great,
much darker for sure.
Yeah, but it's a musical you can take your kids to because.
Oh, absolutely.
At the end, is there a good takeaway?
Oh, it's got a happy ending for sure. Yeah.
All right.
The evil headmistress gets what's coming to her and Matilda lives happily ever after, you know.
Sounds great. Now, when has been it opened or?
It opened last weekend.
Okay.
This is our final weekend. It's just two weekends. So we have a show tomorrow night at 7. We have shows on Saturday at 2 and 7, and then closing is at 2 o'clock on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And Sunday is also being interpreted in American Sign Language.
I like that. I like that, especially after we saw the Oscars and CODA and all that good stuff to see that. I know in the theater when I go see Wicked this week in the Sacramento Theater Company, they do sign language on all of their productions. And I think that's super great. So, okay, now... do you have tickets for any of those performances that one day that perhaps we can have two to give away to our listeners?
Saturday night would be ideal. We could actually even do four. We could do four packs, so it's family, you know. Mom, Dad, bring the kids come down on Saturday night.
You are hearing that from Michelle Irvine, who's the head honcho over at Cascade. For those people who have been a little, like, feeling dried up. You know, like, get out there and get wet with this beautiful theatrical experience that's happening in the North State. We've got our Northern California Theater Coalition that's going to start coming on this show, and we're going to do this kind of thing, like, to promote your place, to promote what's going on, what's coming up, giving tickets away. So give us a call right now, 605-4567, and you can get two tickets for either the three plays and or that's happening at Riverfront, or the four tickets for what's happening with Matilda at the Cascade Theater, and we're talking about meteor showers as well. Do you have a couple tickets to give away?
Yeah.
And what are the performances for Meteor?
We have a couple tickets to give away. We start this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We usually have a matinee, and that's going to be for three weekends. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, this weekend. Next weekend, it's actually going to be Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday matinee. And the following weekend, it will be the same, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday, and
all right.
Sunday.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to attend with my husband. I'm bringing him to the theater on that one, as well as Matilda and as well as Three Plays, or one of my friends. It's just so thick. We've got to take a break. When we come back, we've got more with our theater here on KCNR. Thank you so much for being with us. And we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Sandra Jennings. I've been an astrologer for over 50 years. My expertise in studies of the movements of the sun, moon, and planets and how they relate to each other can help me to identify your best possible life using your birth chart or yearly solar return. Contact me through Facebook at Sandra Jennings or Sandra Jennings Astrology, or email me at sandrajennings85@gmail.com.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
Hey friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you the Cigar of the Humidor, the Monte Cristo 1935 Anniversary Nicaraguan. From the fields of A.J. Fernandez, a bold and strong Maduro stick. Lots of spice with subtle earthy tones and a twinge of leather, coffee, and malted milk. The number two cigar of 2021. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
It looks like spring, the time of year for dust, pollen, busy birds, and bugs. The time to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9. Or buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Quick and Clean Car Wash is fast and convenient at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Welcome back to our evening show here at North State Now. And you're hearing a snippet from Matilda, and our good friend Michelle Irvine is here from the Cascade, the beautiful historic Cascade Theater. And if you would like to see the production, which opened last night, or last week?
Last weekend.
Last weekend. You have this weekend with a performance on Friday, Saturday, a couple on Saturday, and one on Sunday. So you've been so generous, as well as our other guests here, to give tickets for our North State listeners. We want to make sure that butts fill the seats. It's very important that we get out there, and you will be surprised at what nabs at your heart if you're willing to do so. Walk through the door and see what really happens when you unfold into the wonderful world of theater. And so Michelle Irvine has so generously given 4 tickets away so you can take your family. That's the Cascade performance of Matilda. Give us a call at 605-4567. And we are here also with the opening of, I love all these theater shows. It just feels so yummy. With Daniel who's promoting our Axiom Theater. And you guys have a wonderful theater as well that you've worked so hard to launch.
Yeah, we've been working hard on this place day in and day out for a while now. Axiom itself is in season 6, but we've been at this space for a couple years now, and we're always making new improvements. We just hung up new curtains today, and we're always shifting the lights around. We got a new soundboard, a new lighting board. And
let's talk about what's really important. You just got your alcohol license.
We did. Yeah.
I was talking to Nancy. She was driving back. She had to go down to Sacramento. That's a whole, like, conversation in itself. But anyway, so you have a full area there where you have a lounge, and people can have a cocktail and hang out and then go into the theater.
Yeah, and you can bring your drink with you, and our shows have intermissions. You can go out and get a refill for the second act. And yeah, we finally got the real deal license, so we're ready for you.
You know what I like about tonight is that, you know, and as many of you know, Carl and I own, I feel like we're part of the community, so we don't, you know, but we want to be part of the body of the community that breathes and grows. And so rather than being like, well, my radio station's not going to play your radio station, you know, there's a little bit of that happens. But I think in general, it's really important to embrace all body of work in Reading. And that's what's happening tonight. I have to commend you and Nancy for making this effort to come out. And it's like there's enough for everybody to go around.
And, you know, my husband always says, and he has acted in several plays, but he said, actors want to act.
That's right.
And it doesn't matter where.
And audience members want to attend, and they may have a taste.
Yep.
It's like you're not going to go to Italian food every night.
Right.
You have a taste, and you want to see a certain kind of production and maybe mix it up and see something like from Steve Martin, which is a dark comedy, or Matilda, Take Your Family. It's a wonderful musical. Or go see 3 plays where you've got these. It's very interesting. I think what it does is it really helps one to escape. And also, if you are a lover of culture, to broaden your horizons, theater does that for you.
Right. And, you know, I have a son who was not a good student, and theater saved him. Mm. In high school, he would have never graduated had he not had theater.
Mm.
And that's what he loved. And he lives in L.A. now, and he has done a couple of little parts and in movies, and he's just loving it down there.
Yeah, there's a thing with theater. I think that we're like-minded, and there's a sense of belonging. I have a girlfriend that my best girlfriend actually grew up in theater. She's been on Broadway. She was in Lorelei, and we performed together for years. And she's moved to Texas, and we talked about how in her day in the 70s she was in Tommy and other things, that the theater life was extremely structured. Then, like, you don't show up late, you don't have an attitude, you know your lines, you got to know you're right with it. Now, I got to tell you, when I saw Steel Magnolias, I thought those girls were serious.
Yeah, they were really good.
I did not see one ego.
No.
5 women holding their spots constantly throughout the entire performance, and I thought, that's about, you got to share your space, girl.
Yeah.
And that was fabulous for me to see. That just made my heart feel so good.
And it's so cool because we had a group text going on for the whole run so we could send messages, and it's still going on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they all became really good friends and are still friends. So I think it's going to be a lifelong friendship.
So, Michelle, we're talking Cascade Theater. You've got some upcoming concerts. Let's promote those. People are driving. They're thinking, okay, Boss Gags is almost sold out. One of the best concerts I've ever seen at the Cascade with Boss Gags.
Yep, that's May 18th, mm-hmm. I believe. And he's like 800 tickets right now, so there's only a couple hundred left. If people are waiting, I wouldn't, because that one is going to sell out.
Boom. Okay, so you've got a couple new additions to your... Can you share with us what you have? And I don't know, if Jared, if you were able to queue up the Eastern Corbin, and tell us about that concert and what the date is.
Well, we brought them back. We had them scheduled earlier in the season, but with all the COVID restrictions and everything, it just didn't work out. So we've brought them back, Eastern Corbin and the Haggard Brothers, for April 27th.
Okay.
So those are on sale now, and then we've added Jim Messina, which is April 7th.
Didn't realize it was a Haggard Brothers. It was just a tribute to Merle Haggard.
Oh, let's listen to a little bit of snip here.
Barking on wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be.
Oh, my God, I love that. Just, I mean, I just like...
It doesn't get any more country than that.
I just... I love it.
And they're running down my country, man. They're walking on...
Well, if you like country, you need to come out and see that show.
April 27th.
And that's not his birthday. Merle Haggard's birthday, is it? His birthday's in April. We have a story in our April issue about about him.
Excellent.
Merle Haggard. Yeah.
Wow.
Or about somebody who wrote a book about him. So.
Well, every time we go out to
April 6th.
April 6th is his birthday. Just a Redden boy. And I was very fortunate to meet him, and just a very kind hearted person. Loved Redding. And every time we have a horse, boarded out in Palo Cedro, and we go out there to Silver Bridge, and I always think about that's where his house was or is, and I don't know if his family still lives there or not, because I'm not going to
He actually passed away on April 6th.
Okay. Yeah, and that's his birthday too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Mark Twain.
37 to 2016.
Yeah, so cool. All right, so you've got another concert besides the addition of Easton, and boy, the Haggard Brothers, that was so cool. Who else? We talked about Boss Gags, and Jimmy Messina.
Uh-huh. That's right after Matilda. That's Thursday, I think it's April 7th.
So that is he of Loggins and Messina.
Yep.
Yeah. Kenny Loggins.
He's doing a bunch of stuff that, you know, from his past. You know, a lot of his historical stuff.
Rich.
And some new stuff, yeah.
That'd be good.
That is so cool. All right, so closing thoughts here. We've got about 4 minutes. Let's start with you, the Axiom, and our representative from Axiom tonight.
Yeah, so we have a meteor shower opening tomorrow, Friday, April 1st, running through the 16th. Our next show, starting in May, will be Young Frankenstein. It's a great Mel Brooks musical. And then, for all you parents out there, we have just launched Axiom Children's Theater. We're about halfway sold. We have about 30 more spots for kids grades 2 through 8 to come and hang out and put on a production over the summer, as well as Axiom Children's Theater Young Adult for high schoolers, if you want to come out and learn the tricks of the trade and put on a show as well.
That's fantastic. As Rhonda said earlier, that, you know, theater can save. It's a great place to get lost for the summer, and it's great for somebody's brain. It's like another way of to be able to count and to remember and to have to build your brain. Okay, so closing thoughts for you, Michelle, with the Cascade Theater.
Well, we're just glad things are finally getting back to normal. You know, we're booking a season for next year. Our booking agent is hard at work, so we're hoping by mid to end of May to be able to roll out a whole new season for next year with no restrictions.
Yay!
So great.
All right. Well, listen, no restrictions is happening. You guys are being here tonight. You being here tonight is the launch of... Let's do whatever we can do in order to support theater. Let's get out. Let's enjoy all this beautiful downtown energy that's happening. Restaurants opening. There's a new vibe in town.
Right.
Rhonda, closing thoughts.
Well, I just want to say Hops and Shops is happening this weekend.
That's right.
So go grab a couple beers and then catch a show.
That's on Saturday.
Stumble on over and see Matilda.
Yeah.
Or three
Absolutely.
Plays.
Yeah. So much activity going on.
It's within
with
walking distance.
And I think there's an artist noticed in what they call the, is it called the postcard? What's it called? She called it the little wedgie park over there next to the old
patio. I'm actually me. I'm playing music there from 3 to 4 p.m. I'm strumming the acoustic guitar and there's
What's the name of that park?
I don't know.
She called it the Patch.
Yeah. I forget what it's called.
The Patch Park. I went, what?
And Carlo's hanging art there, isn't he?
Henry. This weekend, come on downtown and you know, stay local, shop local, be local, you know, it's all good stuff here. Thank you so much for being with me tonight, and I will be here next Thursday again because it's the first Thursday of April, and I just really thank you so much for coming out tonight and being
with us. Thanks for
having me. Yeah. I'll be here tomorrow morning with Carl for Free Fire Radio, and make it a great day. Do something kind. Buy some tickets for people. Take them out. Have date night. It's so much fun. Take a friend who's maybe been down on the frown. So, love you all, and make it a great night.
Your mama don't dance, and your daddy don't ride and roll. When evening rolls around, and it's time to go to town, where you go? To rock and roll. The old folks say that you gotta entertain my 10.
Casey and